Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back, or I should say, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you getting informed. I want you able to answer questions for people. I don't know why I stopped doing this. My fault. I should never have stopped. But I used to ask people, one of the things I want you to do, I'd ask you to do, you need to be able to answer to yourself, why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? Why are you an independent? Why do you believe what you believe? And not because you have to defend yourself. But what if somebody earnestly asked you, why do you believe what you believe? Why should I believe in what you're saying? I mean that in sincerity. I'm not trying to throw you off or go, aha, see? Not what I'm trying to do here at all, in the least. I just want you to be, you know, again, especially if you and I are on the same page. Right? If you and I are on the same page, that's great. But how about reaching out to people who aren't on the same page? Right? I mean, seriously. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. I'm sorry, you guys sent me some funny stuff during the break. I shouldn't be looking at it, but in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, being there with us. You know what I'm saying? So I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I know that there's a, you know, I know I'm having a soft moment. I never have soft moments. Don't do that to me. No, but I realize there's like 3,000 other shows you could be watching, listening to, what have you. And I so much appreciate it. Because it means a lot. It means a lot to my listeners, you know, other listeners. It means a lot to me. So anyway, okay, enough of the gooey stuff. I don't do well with gooey anyway, so let's move on to some better stories other than gooey ones. You know, just saying. California looking to be hit by these storms, too. I know that we've been hearing about the East Coast, and they're being hit. I feel bad for them as well. But they're being hit. Are going to be hit with storms, too. But we're getting them here. You know what? I'm telling you. You're getting earthquakes here in California. You're getting the storms. And then you're getting the... I mean, I'm waiting for the locusts next. I think we deserve it. We've got the earthquakes and so much more. All right. So, getting some information on the shooter at Joel Osteen's church, Lakewood Church. And they've identified the shooter as a Genesee... Yvonne Marino, a 36-year-old transgender immigrant from El Salvador. Multiple independent sources speaking to a local news source said Marino, who has a criminal history stretching back to 2005, was previously known as Jeffrey Escalante, based on records from the Texas Department of Public Safety. Now, one of the things that irritated me was, and you knew this was going to happen, you have the chief of police who couldn't just tongue-tied over all of these proper pronouns and genders and this. Okay, the killer, or the person who attempted to be a killer, we don't need to go much further than that. His past arrest painted a troubling, and again, I'm not going to shy away from it. His past arrest painted a troubling picture encompassing a range of offenses, including failure to stop and give information, assault of a public servant, which means, you know, he went to a wrestling match with a cop, assault causing bodily injury, forgery, possession of marijuana, theft, evading arrest. This was not a good person. Seriously. So why we do this all the time to try to, oh, they, you know, the person had some mental health issues. That doesn't let them walk away. That doesn't give them a pass. But they had mental health issues. Can we stop playing that game? We stop hiding or covering up for them because we don't want them to be perceived worse than they already are? If you're a criminal, if you're a killer, if you're a whatever, then that is what you are, period. End of discussion. Really. Okay, I have proof, unadulterated proof, that Karine Jean-Pierre appears to be very high when she works behind, you know, when she's dealing with the press. Now, I don't know if this is going to work, but take a listen. Let's see what we can come up with here. And you know this isn't going to work the first time because it never works for Joe the first time. Let's see. Come on. Give us
Americans think Biden is too old to serve another term. ABC News Ipsos poll shows that 86% of Americans think Biden is too old to serve another term. That is a higher percentage than what we found in a previous poll in September. So clearly polling shows this is a persistent issue. What is the White House strategy to try and change that perception?
So look, we're going to continue to lead on leadership, right? We're going to continue to focus on what this president has been able to get done, what the president has been able to get done on behalf of the American people. And look, I'll quote a little bit of what the First Lady said.
Please don't. Wait till we come back. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We will return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
That helps. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am back. Hopefully you are too. Always appreciate your time with me here on the Joe Messina Show. And you know, check us out, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. There's a lot going on up there, a lot you could be involved with, a lot you could be part of. So, all right. I was playing a clip from Karine Jean-Pierre where she was trying to defend Joe Biden. And I don't know how she does this without chewing on her tongue or anything along those lines. So take a listen. Maybe you'll giggle like I did. Check it out.
ABC News Ipsos poll shows that 86% of Americans think Biden is too old to serve another term. That is a higher percentage than what we found in a previous poll in September. So clearly polling shows this is a persistent issue. What is the White House strategy to try and change that perception?
So look, we're going to continue to lead on leadership, right? We're going to continue to focus on what this president has been able to get done, what the president has been able to get done on behalf of the American people. And look, I'll quote a little bit of what the First Lady said, I think incredibly well, just a couple of days ago. President Biden does more in 1 hour than most people do in a day. His age with experience and expertise is an incredible asset, and he proves it every day. And
I'm at a loss. I'm just at a they put the lid on his day most of the time at 11:30. Okay. I don't know what most people she's talking about. She's talking about most people that are comatose? I mean, those are people she's talking about? Because I can't, this is what I can't figure out. All right, with all due respect to her, or whatever respect she deserves, she's lying to the American people. There's no way to soft shoe that. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he doesn't do... I tell you what, most people do more in a day than he does in a month. And I'm tired of hearing about it. I mean, we can't say anything. Why? Because he's the president? He's older? Now what now, ageism? I couldn't talk about the last Democrat president because he was black. God forbid we get a woman president, a Democrat woman president. I won't be able to say anything at all. You get a black woman president and it's over. We will never be able to speak again, will we? Come on, think it through a little bit here. Think about what they're doing and how they're trying to make you feel. And they can try all they want with me. I don't. You can't make me feel bad about something I have no control over. Deal with it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. But yeah, this is why the American people start losing a large portion. I'm talking, you know, between 70 and 80% of the people in this country know that Joe Biden's got a problem. He's got a cognitive problem. It's you have to be in a coma yourself or have the same level of dementia that he has not to think that there's no issue there. Excuse me, that there isn't an issue there. Right? And it doesn't... I mean, Peter Ducey makes her nuts. And I enjoy it to no end. Actually, I think it's great. Right? And I'm done with it. Again, we need to be done with worrying about hurting somebody's feelings. You want to save the country, or do you want to save somebody's feelings? I have to understand where you're coming from. Because a lot of you don't seem to care about what's going on with the country. You just want to make sure you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. You don't want to make them feel bad about recalling them or having them lose their job or you know, going face to face with them for all that matters. When it comes to school board, these are your kids. You're worried about going to jail. You're worried about getting a ticket. You're worried about whatever. Don't you worry about what's happening to your kids. Seriously. Ten Commandments now have been removed from a courthouse in Spencer County, Kentucky. Because a concerned citizen, freedom from religion people, that's all they ever do. A concerned person. Not a group of people, not a bunch of people they met with, a concerned person. That the display made them queasy, right? The Ten Commandments made them queasy. I can say so much about that. But the Freedom for Religion Foundation and their Wisconsin-based atheist group, who have brought it upon themselves to drive across this country and find everything that even remotely offends them that might look religious. I'm surprised they're not forcing us to take telephone poles down across the country because they look like crosses from the side. Now, they say a concerned citizen got in touch with them. I don't believe them for a second. And they say that the Ten Commandments shows favoritism towards religion. The problem is, our founding fathers were very much, the majority of them, were very much into Christian principles. If you look at the Federalist Papers, they openly admit they use almost 1,500 scriptures. That's how they came up with our common law. And I love it. And these Ten Commandments have been around. Our founding fathers had them up. Spoke about them, spoke to them. They're in our buildings in D.C. Check out some of the buildings and look at what's engraved on the floors, on the walls. But, you know, no. Can't have that. Can't do that one. Anybody else starting to see how just how ridiculous this is? Anyway, Ten Commandments display in the county violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Where is that? Did they establish? Are they forcing you to sign up for Christianity? Matter of fact, the funny thing about the Ten Commandments is, you know, technically, Old Testament, they're Jewish laws, right? He said, in McCreary County versus ACLU, the Supreme Court ruled that displays of the Ten Commandments in two Kentucky courthouses violated the Constitution, which is really funny because guess what is displayed at the Supreme Court? The Ten Commandments. Now, maybe the Ten Commandments is just a reminder not to kill people, you know, steal your neighbor's car. Right? I mean, they don't say, and worship Jesus. The SCOTUS has ruled that the term God is generic. It's always been around. It's been used since the day this country stood, before this country started. So they're okay with it. But think about it. Go through the Ten Commandments. Again, for some of you, other than thou shalt not have any other gods before me, go with the rest of them. What's wrong with not wanting your neighbor's wife? Not killing anybody? Not, I mean, hello? Anybody home? The atheists say the Ten Commandments trigger those who don't share Christian or Jewish religious beliefs. Okay. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is backing his boss after last week's special counsel report that referred to issues with President Biden's memory. Mayorkas says the special counsel's investigative report on Biden's handling of classified documents was no place for that feedback.
The special counsel made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, tragedy strikes over the weekend. The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, Herbert Herbert Wigway, along with his wife and son, died in a helicopter crash near Interstate 15 in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Herbert Wigway, who served as the chief executive of Access Bank, was among six people aboard the aircraft when it crashed shortly after 10 p.m. local time. All six people on board died, including two pilots and the former chair of NGX Group, Nigeria's stock exchange. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. I was waiting for the baseline. I like that one. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution. All right. Somebody called me out and said, hey, if you're going to talk about the Ten Commandments, you should know them. Okay, I know the Ten Commandments. No, I don't know them by heart. I don't sit there every day and write them down. But here's the deal. So other than the God ones, by the way, if you just joined us, yeah. I got ticked off by a Freedom from Religion Foundation. They run around the country doing everything they can to get rid of every semblance, every thought of God. And they try to claim it's unconstitutional, yet our founding fathers did nothing but talk about God in most cases. And they did so much, and I'll tell you, we're going to talk about what they did in a minute. But I really would love to hear from one of them to hear what their beef is with something like, all right, so let's hit a couple of the commandments. I want to know what you got a problem with. Honor your father and your mother. Okay, well, you know, if your father and mother you don't think deserve honoring, then don't do it. But God says, hey, honor them. And it'd be good for you. It'd be good in your... Because when you harbor negativity, when you harbor evil, when you harbor all that negative stuff, it doesn't do well for your health. Okay? And thou shalt not kill does not mean not kill. It's actually, if you've studied, the word is murder, so you shouldn't murder. Okay? Don't commit adultery. Okay. Yeah, well, there's a lot of health reasons behind that nowadays. Think about that one. These are all terrible things, right? You shouldn't steal. Are they against this? That's what I'm trying to find out. Are they against it? Is that why they're so irritated? You shouldn't bear false witness against your neighbor. In other words, you shouldn't lie on your neighbor or anybody else for that matter, especially in court. Right? You shouldn't desire your neighbor's wife, house, whatever. You shouldn't envy other people's things at the point where you want them no matter what, you know? Seriously. Anything it is. But really, think it through. There's a basic moral values in there people don't live by. They don't know their rules. They don't even give them second thought unless you bring it up to them. So they go on to say, or the Freedom for Religion peoples, Ten Commandments display in the county courthouse violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Which is great, because the guys who wrote the First Amendment were all God-fearing people. It's great. You know, maybe it is just a reminder to them. This is what you shouldn't be doing. They say they don't share Christian and Jewish religious beliefs, but frankly, a lot of the mainstream religions hold these same things. They may not call them the Ten Commandments. And what about the U.S. Supreme Court building? There's literally a statue of Moses holding two stone tablets on the east pediment of the Supreme Court building. And if you read around the top of the building, you know, you guys, I'm not spoon feeding you this. Right? Go do a little of your own homework. You would be surprised what's on the Supreme Court building from a Christian standpoint. Behind the chair of the Chief Justice is an allegorical majesty of law that depicts a tablet adorned with Roman numbers, guess, from 1 through 10. And yet, they believe the Founding Fathers didn't want this stuff. They want to say, we appreciate that the county official realized how inappropriate it is to have an overtly sectarian religious exhibit inside a secular judicial building. They are incorrect. And I think if you brought it in front of this Supreme Court, they would think it through and say, no, it's not a problem. Right? We really didn't. They're offended by anything that has to do with God. They're offended about thinking about God. They're offended that you're making them think about God. How terrible. God bless. I don't know. And some of this stuff is almost amusing. It's so far out there, it is almost amusing. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Biden incoherently mumbles. He's wandering. Now, nowadays, we're not even surprised by this, are we? Right? So apparently he was wandering around. He lost in his remarks with King Abdullah, the second of Jordan. And Monday he greeted King Abdullah and Queen Rania at the south portico of the White House. Biden couldn't help himself. He just had to paw the queen, as he always does. God bless, you know. Anyway. He delivered brief remarks alongside King Abdullah, and it was a total disaster. He mumbled. He stopped. He looked around. He acknowledged Barack Obama in the corner, wandering around lost. He said, by the way, Barack's looking at you in the corner over there. He treated Biden like, Abdullah had to treat him like a nursing home patient. Seriously. That's how lost he was and confused he was. Let me see if I can pull this up so you can hear it. Hold on. Take a listen.
Let me start by welcoming His Majesty, the King of Jordan. He's been a good friend. Abdullah, welcome back to the White House, man. Welcome back. And by the way, Barack's looking at you in the corner over there.
Who cares? I mean, seriously. Hey, boys, Barack's looking at you over the corner there. Why? Are you going to put something in your pocket? Steal something? And, I mean, maybe Barack's been in the corner the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Really pay attention. Really be part of the conversation. Really get the information you need to push back and fight back. This is very scary to watch this man operate. All right. Let me see how deep I can stick my foot in it. Although I seem to enjoy that, so we're good with it. Wayne Allen Root recently wrote a piece. He said, I did not stand for the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl. Got some questions for the NFL. Again, He says, I find it disgraceful and disgusting. I find it racist. I find it divisive. I agree with him. It is divisive. It doesn't pull us together. It pushes us further apart. He said, I grew up in a blue-collar neighborhood, a majority black town. I am Jewish. My neighbors were Italian Catholic and Irish Catholic. I remember those neighborhoods. Totally mixed communities. At my high school on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York, almost everyone was black. I was a minority. I was bullied. I was attacked and beaten, but I never asked for an anthem to celebrate my minority status. Why would we celebrate a national anthem for one group when ours, though you may not feel it, it doesn't mean it's not true. With ours, it is all-inclusive. It does include everybody. You may not like it. You may not agree with it. Well, it doesn't matter. He said, why would we celebrate a national anthem for only one group? I thought we were all Americans. Should there be 20 national anthems before the games? Why not a white national anthem? If you can have a black anthem, why not? How about an Asian anthem? Can I celebrate being white, he says? They're perpetuate. They are throwing gasoline on open flames. Why not a Jewish national anthem? Blacks make up 12% of America. But the Jews make up only 2% of Jews, even more a minority than blacks. Why shouldn't we cater to them more? How about an Italian national anthem, or Irish, or Polish? You know, I'm proud of the fact that I grew up in a very heavy Italian neighborhood. Most people, as I joke about, just got there on the boat that weekend. Didn't speak a word of English, not a word. And yet they wanted to be American at all costs. And when we had feasts, and the Italians are big in feasts, they would love to eat, obviously. Right? There was always the Italian and the American flag side by side. The American flag was never better than the Italian flag. That's why they came here. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way you should be, right? I mean, it's just so simple, so easy for you to be involved and engaged and help, right? All you got to do is pay attention and seek some discernment so you don't just stick your mouth... open your mouth when you don't need to or shouldn't. And then you can go ahead and engage. Because you'll have the information you need. Really that simple. I'm going to reiterate what I... no, never mind. I'm going to finish up my other story. We're talking about the Black National Anthem. Wayne Allen Root wrote a piece. You go look for it. It's all over the internet. He talks about being a minority in a majority black community in the Bronx. And he was bullied, he was attacked, he was beaten. But he stepped back and said, why would we celebrate a national anthem for only one group? He's right. Whether you want to hear it or not, whether you believe it or not, our anthem is for everybody. It's all inclusive of everyone under the flag who believes in what the country stands for. Right? I mean, if they're going to start breaking this out, what do you have? You would have a white national anthem, a black national anthem, an Asian, Irish, Italian national anthem. Why not a Jewish national anthem? If we're going for the minorities, they are the smallest number. Right? How come only blacks get it? Isn't that racist by the definition of the word or not? I mean, when did it become a black nation? Last I checked, there was just one nation under God. I started to tell you, in my Italian neighborhood of Boston, where I grew up, even when we had Italian feasts, even when we celebrated Italian holidays, if you would, the American flag was never put before the Italian. I mean, the Italian flag was never put before the American flag. Even on Italian holidays when it was celebrated, you always had an American flag and Italian flag side by side that you were waving. They were proud to be here. They were happy to be here. Even though they were nothing more than, when they first got here, right? Ditch diggers and manual laborers and all that. They were expendable because they were Italians. They didn't care. There was a lot of good going on here, a lot of good they saw in the country, a lot of good that they saw that they could change, you know? Is that we live in America, or has it ever been changed to black America? Are we a nation under God, or are we a nation under, or are we under a black nation, or an Asian nation, or what have you? And is the black national anthem only for black folks? Is that exclusionary? I thought they wanted to be totally inclusive. I mean, would you be offended if I said to you that, you know, America is about 70% white? Does that mean anything? Because I tell you what, even as a white guy, it doesn't mean anything to me. It just means, all right, 70% of the inhabitants are white. Doesn't mean they're better than any other color or any other people. You know, we shouldn't be working that way. We shouldn't be working in those percentages. If you're the right person for the job, if you got the skill set, you got the desire, you got the heart for it, then the job should be yours. Shouldn't be your job to meet a quota, to meet a number, to meet a percentage. That's how you kill people. That's how you hurt people. And many feel like the NFL, I mean, hardcore fans of the NFL feel like they just spit in your face. Right? If you're going to argue with me and say you don't understand black America is different, they experience unique persecution, racism, slavery. You know, you know the old saying, two wrongs don't make it right? Blacks were treated badly. We all, there isn't anybody I know that doesn't agree that slavery was wrong, blacks were treated poorly. The NFL just treated everyone who isn't black badly. Secondly, I get the black experience was terrible. Not unique, but it's terrible. Think about what went on with the Jewish people. The prejudice and hatred that they've experienced for thousands of years, including here in America. They were enslaved by the Romans, the Egyptians, and so on. So many have experienced some pretty bad things. I mean, the Holocaust, was it about slavery? Mass murder? Attempted extinction of a whole race? Why isn't there a Jewish national anthem? Why don't they play those at football games? This is all crazy. The Holocaust is only about 80 years ago. Think about that. Think of how soon that was. You know, back in the 70s, it was still young, if you would. We learned about it on a daily basis. We met Jews from those camps. We met kids who had parents that were in those camps. Right? Slavery in America, for all intents and purposes, ended almost 200 years ago. Or 150, whatever. Now, did it actually physically end? No, of course not. Because those people who really felt like it was real tried to keep it going. The guy that helped free the slaves, they felt, you know, it's really funny, right? A white supremacist Democrat who believed in slavery killed the white man who wanted to free the slaves. Let that sink in. I think the majority, of Americans, a vast majority of Americans, right, do not hold animosity towards blacks, are not racist towards blacks, or others don't want to see blacks, Jews, or anybody else persecuted. But when you see them, when you see the these protests, these Hamas protests, pro-Hamas, Palestinian, how do you not speak out against it? How do you not stop and go, my God, you know what you're doing, you know what you're saying? You know, really, from the river to the sea, do they know what that means? They don't. Most of them, yes, have no clue. This is the society we've raised. This is the young people we've raised. If it feels good, sounds good, and everybody else is doing it, jump on in. Why? Shouldn't it be something you believe in? Why wouldn't anybody, or why would anybody, I should say, want to divide America? We've worked too hard to bring it together. This truly is ridiculous in so many ways. Most importantly, why would any CEO want to offend and anger a majority of his own customers? The majority of NFL fans are white. Does the NFL hate its own white fans? That's funny. So the majority of the players are black. It just hit me. The majority of the fans are white. If we were so racist, why would I buy tickets to a game that helps a guy making $10, $15, $20 million a year who's black and I don't want him to get ahead? Help me understand that. You know, I don't see a white America or a black America. I know there are whites and blacks and Asians and brown folks. Most of us don't see white football players or black football players. We see Americans. Actually, I won't even say we see Americans. We see men on the field playing a football game. They happen to be my countrymen. They happen to be Americans. But they're men on a football field. It's time to retire all this stuff. It really is. Remember Morgan Freeman when he came out? He was with Mike Wallace and they had a great interview. And a couple of things he said. Freeman said, why is the history of my people relegated to a month? And it's not really even a month. It's 28 days, for God's sakes. You get the shortest month of the year. Whoa, they really did well by you, didn't they? He said, but black history is American history. We should be talking about it every day. He's right. We should be, when we're talking about history and what went on in our country, it should be talked about on a regular basis. And he said, when Mike Wallace, he asked Mike Wallace, do you want a Jewish History Day? He goes, no, why would I want that? He goes, exactly. Why do I want a Black History Month? You know, and again, they agreed. Mike says, how do we stop racism? Morgan says, stop calling me a black man. I'm a man, just like you. I'm not going to call you a Jewish man or a white Jewish man. Sammy Davis Jr., a black Jewish man. You're just a man who happens to be a Jew. I mean, let this stuff roll around in your head. I'm hoping when you go to bed, you can't get to sleep because you're thinking about this stuff. It's time to retire this stuff. The black national anthem at the NFL games. You know, you want to keep dividing America by race or religion or what have you? Keep it up. Doesn't need to be done. Anyway, God bless. Appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com. There's so much going on there. You know, give a thumbs up on the story. Sign up for the email list. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think, what you thought of the stories, the show, and what have you.